Hello and welcome to day number 19 of 21 Days of Prayer. The last few days we have been in the garden with Jesus. Now we are seeing Jesus on the cross. And as he's being crucified, paying the cost for your sins and mine, we see a couple different prayers that Jesus offers. And today we see the first of these in Luke 23, verse 34. This is the first recorded prayer of Jesus while on the cross. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. Boy, how amazing is that? Here's Jesus. He was whipped, scourged, spit upon as he's hanging on that cross. While some certainly loved him, many in the crowd were jeering him, laughing at him, mocking him. And all he has is forgiveness in his heart. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What a tremendous example for you and I, and what should take up some of our prayer time, which is really letting go of bitterness in our lives. Now, let's be clear, Jesus was not bitter, all right, towards people, but you and I can be bitter towards people. But Jesus had a forgiving heart as he prayed. The question is, do you and I? In fact, that's our prayer tip for today. Bitterness, victory over bitterness is won on our knees. Victory over bitterness is won on our knees. I think it's good when we have bitterness, to talk to someone, maybe even go to a counselor or a Christian therapist and to walk through that. That's all very helpful. But ultimately, I believe that we have to bring our bitterness, it can happen to any of us. It's happened to me. I love the Lord. I'm a pastor, but I've gotten bitter over things with people. And the only way for that to fully be released is to come to the Lord on our knees, because we've been forgiven so much, to come to the throne of grace and mercy and ask God to just root out that bitterness. The Bible says that bitterness in Ephesians, it opens the door for Satan to get in there and to have his work. So if you're listening to this or watching this today, is there some bitterness? Are you struggling with unforgiveness? Then just go. I mean, maybe all you do today, maybe all you do this week is simply pray for God to remove that, to pray for that person, right? That's why Jesus said, love your enemies. And then he said, do good and to pray for them. That's how bitterness is rooted out. And let's pray for that right now. Father God, for anyone watching or listening to this, Lord, I just pray that you will help them with bitterness in their lives. For those people that I struggle to forgive in my own life, Lord, help me to have not even just forgiveness, but to have a right spirit, a happiness for them, to desire good for them, a desire to bless them. Father, please help us root out all bitterness, Father. Help us come to you in prayer and cry out to you, plead for your help, your supernatural Holy Spirit help in releasing bitterness in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, well, thank you for joining me today, and we'll see you tomorrow, day 20 of 21 days of praying like Jesus.